you're talking about the 17th, the 19th month. May I lead all beings to the higher forms of life. This is the practice of Bodhisattvas for going uphill. So we were talking yesterday about why the God realms are considered higher forms of life, even though a precious human life is the most advantageous for Dharma practice. It's important here to also remember that any human life is not a precious human life. So don't equate the two terms. Okay, precious human life and human life are different because a precious human life has all of the 8 freedoms, all of the 10 fortunes. So it's important to remember that. So just being born as a human being isn't really sufficient to have all the conditions for Dharma practice. Because if your senses aren't intact, if you're living in a place where you have no access to the Buddha Dharma, if from your side you have no interest in it, if, you know, you're so full of wrong views, if there's no Sangha community, if the teachings haven't spread there's so many obstacles that could come, even if you have a precious human life. And just it can be really potent in our meditation when we go through these to think of people that we know that are like so close to having the ability to practice, and then they miss one of the little things, and that's it. Yeah. So, there's several situations that really stick out in my mind. But one is being in Bodh Gaya, which, you know, from our viewpoint is the holiest place in this planet. And, you know, pilgrims pour there, and you want to do prostrations and offerings and meditation and really feel like it's possible to attain enlightenment. And then there's these people who come there to sell little Buddhist trinkets. And that's how they make their livelihood. No faith in the Dharma, no interest in the Dharma. They're in a community where so many holy beings come. You know, teachers come to teach the Dharma. No interest in going, nothing, you know. Or all the tea vendors, so many people selling tea, but, you know, never make it to a teaching and have no interest in it, you know. Just like they're so close, but so far away at the same time. So, you know, you think any small thing, and then the opportunity is gone. I mean, you look at our kiddies. They're here in the middle of a monastery. So many teachers come. They hear lots of teachings. Of course, they sleep through them, but, you know, so do some of the human beings. but, you know, so close and yet so far away. I remember one time when Lama Zopa was staying where I used to live in Seattle. And I had one little kitty, Jinmei, and she used to hide under the bed. So she literally had Lama Zopa sitting on her crown, you know? But she couldn't see it, yeah? You know, she couldn't appreciate what was going on. So, you know, then when you think about this, and then you think about all the different causes that are necessary to create the reason for precious human life, then we really see how, you know, we shouldn't take our present opportunity for granted, and how we really should exert a lot of effort to create as many of the causes that, because a precious human life depends on a whole spectrum of causes, to create all those causes, to ensure that we have that kind of life in the future, so that we can continue to practice.